When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another week of... Oops, that's not right. Happy one-year anniversary of the world ending. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of...
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about...
Legends Only.
Oh, and plenty of other things. How are you doing, Brad?
I am really feeling the local fantasy lately. I don't know what it is. I've just been really, I've been logged out, going around town, deciding what I'm going to do with my life, where I'm going to live, who I want to be.
Why don't you tell everyone what a local fantasy is?
Well, there's this new market called the G Market in Milford, where it's a giant Asian supermarket, and it's everything. It's got seaweed snacks. It's got ramen. It's got fish. I've been having a great time there. What else has been going on? I'm excited that the weather's getting warmer, and I'm going to be able to walk outside and go to the track. Just been really living that local fantasy. I am definitely looking at apartments in... the local area, but also in New York, because I have no idea what I'm doing anymore.
None of us do. It's fine.
So that's pretty much where I'm at, but I'm kind of deciding the next chapter. I wish I had a crystal ball to know what the right decision is for me.
Something that I learned in therapy, actually, that I'll share now that you say it, about decision making, because as my friend, I think you know that I'm
a Gemini.
Not good at doing those. Yeah. And she said, always think of decisions as what's best for you in that moment.
Ooh.
Don't think about the what ifs or the shoulda, woulda, coulda. You're making the best decision for you in that very moment, and it'll all play out. So it's like being present.
I love that, actually.
Well, so like if I freak out about like, oh my God, I signed another year.
Yeah.
What if the city, it's like, nope, we're not going to worry about that. Mm. I made the best decision for what I had to do right now. We'll worry about the rest later.
And I think I'm in a good position. It's more like a world of possibility and not so much like a bad thing. It's too many options. It's I could move to, no, I'm not going to LA, but I could, but I won't. The rest is still unwritten. Somebody should write a song about that. That's where I'm at. How about you?
I love a local fantasy. Know what a local fantasy means? It means you get to drive in a car and sing.
That is what it's happening out here, actually. And I've missed driving so much, so it's been so nice for the past year to do that. And I got to write it down, my little pros and cons, because there's a lot of nice things that being out here, like space is nice. Time, space, love, and joy. When everything opens back up, am I going to want to be like, I want to be a part of things. I love to be a part of things that are happening. Kate Hudson.
I want to be up there. I want to do that.
So that's my dilemma featuring Selena Gomez. What about you?
I'm doing really great, actually. Like, I feel like a brave new girl coming out tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like recovering from like burnouts. I'm half vaccinated now.
Half update vaccinated.
The girls. Yeah.
We love that. And all you had was arm soreness.
Yeah. I just had a sore arm for 2 days and I was really tired and that's it.
That's so great. I'm very
first
excited.
First dose Pfizer.
Can you get the other ones for the next dose? Or does it have to be the same? I would think the same.
The same.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I went to Javits to get the Pfizer.
Javits for the jab.
I know. The woman, I was sitting there and she's like, oh, what's going on? Are you okay? And I was like, well, the last time I was here, I was drunk at a Kygo concert. And now I feel like I'm in a war zone.
And I'm drunk getting a vaccine.
Yeah. And she was like, oh, she's like, everyone keeps saying that. They were at like a toy show, a garden show. I'm like, yeah, this is
Javits
weird.
Center. Oh, I was at DragCon. That's right. About a year ago. Well,
and now I'm... No, basically, I was like an extra in Contagion. I just sat there. I was like, okay.
Yeah, I would imagine it looks a bit like...
it's weird.
Yeah. Well, I'm really happy that you got it. It's very exciting. It's emotional. It's overwhelming. And I'm hopeful that it continues to roll out for everybody. And I want my vaccine. I think
I feel protected more. So,
right. Yeah.
Because I was thinking about it, like, when I was thinking about the city, like, the fact that I live in the same building as 70 people, I never really thought about it until now when I'm, like, getting in the elevator and I'm, like, cautious. I'm doing laundry and I'm like, ew.
Yeah, it's kind of funny you know? That you live there.
Yeah, it's like I live in a giant
kind
box.
Of at odds with your being.
Yeah, it's
in
weird.
In some ways.
But anyway.
But you get to go out. You get to feed the birds.
Yeah.
A new day has come. Happy 25th anniversary to Celine Dion's album, by the way. That I saw that.
New day has come.
Yeah, it's falling. What is it called? Falling Into You. I believe that's the one that just had. Yeah, Falling Into You is the one that just had the 25th anniversary. Shout out to Celine.
Courage, don't you dare fail me now.
Absolutely. I mean, that is a legendary album, All By Myself, Because You Love Me, It's All Coming Back to Me Now. It's a legendary moment.
She's an icon, she's a legend, and she is the moment.
25 years later.
We love to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, I think that's pretty much like all my updates. Yeah, my Bird Lady era is hopefully coming to an end.
Bird Lady era incoming. Oh my God, she changed her avatar to a bird.
I feel like this is my Bird Lady era is very folklore.
It is. Yes, absolutely. You blacked out all your socials and it was just like a silhouette of a bird. Everyone was shaking.
Honestly, find yourself a man who can do both. Okay.
What's the both?
Feeding birds and being like being like emotional and like in nature.
Ah, yes. The two genders, feeding birds and being emotional.
And then the next day I'll be shaking my tits to some trashy EDM wasted.
God willing, yes. We unfortunately got the sad news that Cascade's Redux has been pushed to 2022.
Oh, yeah. Hope I make it.
All right.
Another year.
Another year. But
ew, how old am I going to be for that one?
74?
Yeah, I think that's about right. Maybe 72. Okay, well, anyway, enough about us. See you soon. Before we get into this week, as always, we would like to give a huge shout out to all of our supporters on patreon.com/legendsonly. Thank you all for supporting the pod, supporting us. And if you would like, you can join for just as low as $2 a month. You can get access to our Discord. We chat about all different kinds of things. We chat during Drag Race. Not sponsored. We have all these different channels, but yes, thank you to everyone there. We have a bonus episode coming at the end of the month. Patreon.com/legendsonly. Thank you. So anyway, let's get into this week. So the biggest news, well, not the biggest news this week, but like one of the bigger stories this week, everyone. There's been a breakup. J-Lo, otherwise known as the Sony Entertainer, whom I don't know. has broken up with her man, A-Rod.
For 24 hours. Did you get the update?
Together. No, I was feeding fucking birds this morning.
The exclude came out on Friday that they broke up. One day later, they put out a statement. We are working on things.
What was that?
Are they gay? Like, what?
it's gay clownery. It is. Yes. It's very, I don't know. They didn't give a statement all day yesterday or all day Friday. And then they put one out on Saturday.
Saying, Sunday, Monday, duh.
I think it's kind of iconic that their statement is just like, we're working on things. They got loud. What is love?
I saw a tweet that was like, A-Rod must have seen that dress another time and been like, I'm out.
He snapped. Yeah. If you walk around this fucking mansion in that fucking dress one more time.
Whom I don't know.
Well, we hope good things for her. Honestly, it was all the memes about, oh my God, Ben is single, Jen is single, Geely 2 is coming, and now they said they're still together. So we're gonna put a pin in that.
I was hoping for her, like, you know, why should I be sad era?
Yes, heaven knows. No, it could have been her liberation tour. Still single, still sexy tour.
I still can't believe that fucking Let's Get Loud happened like a month ago.
That's what they're working through in therapy.
I know. I can't wait for Gen Z to have that in their, or Gen whatever comes after Z, having that in their textbooks in social studies.
I think it's Gen Alpha. I want to say I heard Alpha. Maybe not. No, I could be making that up.
Gen O.
Gen O. Jen from Appleton.
That should be it.
A deep Yikes. Reference. Yes, so congratulations. I don't really know what to say of it. Congratulations for I hope you stay married.
Good luck. I hope you stay married. And good luck with your tits.
Yes, that's basically our message to the world.
Wow. Okay, well, queen of the dress. Speaking of dresses, I think it's time for
high fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
Okay, so I feel like we're going to open up a whole can of worms here, but like I'm excited for it. Now, the listeners, I think we've given them hints about this, but Brad and I are extremely invested in YouTube beauty guru MUA drama. Now, MUA stands for MUA, makeup artist. Mm-hmm. We are very invested in all of this.
Beyond.
For years now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Deep dive incoming.
We have watched apology videos on your big screen with like color matched lighting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, literally. So I'm curious, if you are into the MUA drama, tweet us or leave an Instagram comment of the lipstick emoji. I want to know.
Yeah, we don't yet have a hairy lipstick, but we will one day when somebody gets on that Apple.
That was I can't even tell you how many hairy lipstick videos I watched.
An endless amount. If you don't know what we're referring to,
yes, makeup Jaclyn Hill.
MUA Miss Jaclyn Hill, please welcome to the stage, is back with a new, better power. More powerful, stronger than yesterday, lip kit.
15 liquid lips.
Nudes.
Okay, so Brad sent this to me and he's like, oh my God, you're going to die at the intro. So she had this reveal and the intro is so dramatic. We have to stand.
We have to stand. We have to play the first few seconds of it. It's so good.
A lot of people say that when one door closes, another one opens. And I disagree. Because sometimes you have to break that door down. This is the most anticipated, exciting, and nerve-wracking thing I think I've ever done because I'm coming out with lip products.
Like, you all know what I've been through. The ups and downs.
The dramatic box closing. Now, I think what I love the most about this is Jaclyn Hill is literally the Xtina of MUA's on YouTube.
Absolutely.
You can tell she is an Xtina fan. You can see it. She's giving stripped live from the UK, jet black hair with the hoops and the spray tan. Mm-hmm. She is the Xtina of YouTube and we stan.
Absolutely. Yeah. So she made a huge return video and I'm guessing that is your high fashion of the week.
Yeah. I just wanted to shout out Jaclyn Hill for being the Xtina of YouTube.
Understandable.
This
that
shade
opening
is
strut.
So good.
No.
Oh, bitch. This shade right here.
Me every time I see shade. Sometimes I really just want to tweet like one of those meme accounts where they're like, Jaclyn Hill, this shade is so good.
Oh, God. Yes. Congratulations, Jaclyn. We can't wait to try it.
Yeah.
We're going to swatch.
No, we're not. But yeah, I was dying because Brad texted me and was like, it's her liberation tour. And I just was in tears.
Well, that's a good pick. My pick, and I do worry that this is just going to be the pick for the next several months, has to go to Miss Stephanie Germanotta, once again, stepping out in Milan, Italy, filming House of Gucci, looking like somebody said, your ancestors arriving from Chromatica.
My Stephanie Germanotta.
But giving like babushka or what, she's giving something. It's really good with the hair tied behind her. I just, oh, I'm loving this era for her. I cannot wait. And the best thing is that the woman that she's portraying already has gone to the media and said, Gaga did not consult with me. I'm annoyed at her. So now this is even better. Now this movie.
There's a feud.
It's 10 times more iconic now. I can't wait to see it.
Who is it based off of?
Patrizia. So it's the House of Gucci is, hold on. I've written this fucking.
That's fashion, right?
Yes, it's Gucci. Oh. Hold on. I'm going to read the.
I don't know brands like that.
Well, Gucci is a
brand. I think all that shit is so tacky.
True. However, it's the story of how Patrizia Reggiani, the ex-wife of Maurizio Gucci, plotted to kill her husband, the grandson of renowned fashion designer Guccio Gucci. She ended up serving like 17 years for it.
Oh, casual.
Uh-huh. And of course, that photo of her with Adam Driver, with Gaga, with Adam Driver, and that white muff hat and all of the necklaces. I posted a Barbra Streisand appreciation post. I put pictures of Barbra, and then I put the Gaga one in the middle of it because she looks like Barbra here.
So she kills someone?
Yeah. Oh. Well, she hires somebody.
Cool. Sounds like a really interesting concept. I've never heard of that before.
Right. So directed by legendary Ridley Scott of Alien fame. So I just feel like this is going to be, well, I don't actually know how Alien's going to play into it, but one interesting thing, and this is such a nerd thing. Remember how we were saying the Chromatica cover looks like Alien, and now she's working with the Alien director. I wonder how far back they were talking about this. But anyway, shout out to Stephanie for giving us Barbra Streisand looks. And
it really has taken Twitter by storm.
Oh, absolutely. The one of her sipping tea. Did you see that one? She's like bundled up in the cold.
I mean, the gays are starved.
Starved. This is the Chromatica tour for everyone.
Ugh. Wasn't there someone who was like Gaga when she comes back to the U.S. and finds out that everyone's vaccinated and has to go on the Chromatica ball?
I want it to happen.
Me too. You know, I feel like it could.
Yeah.
Next year.
Movies only take a few months to shoot. She could be done by, she could tour by fall, winter. No, she's going to be doing the press tour for the movie. This is done. She's done.
She's not over. Doing it. Lady Gaga's no, she's, over. Yeah, she's over.
No,
done.
Chromatica era is over. There's no way. I don't see how I could do the movie, the Cheek to Cheek 2. It's
priorities. Cancel priorities. Everything except for Chromatica Ball.
She wants that Oscar. I don't blame her. We'll see. But
yeah,
my high fashion goes to Stephanie yet again.
We love that. Can't wait to see what she's wearing next week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so speaking of influencers, everyone, we have a new little segment here that I don't know how long it's going to last for called TikTok Talk. Because there's things that we need to discuss that are happening on TikTok.
We need to talk about TikTok.
Waking up in the morning, thinking about so many things.
Our world is so fucked. That's what I have to say. We truly are the most absurd society. We live in a society. And the fact that if you're not on TikTok, you might not know that the current sound sweeping the nation is a soundbite of Gia Giudice singing a sad song about her family's traumatic infighting and waking up in the morning, think about so many things.
Wishing that it would get better.
It's horrifying. It's just, it's like a 9-year-old plea for her mother and uncle to get along again. And now it is the hottest song on TikTok because people are using it to, first you lip sync to the first part of it and then you display some sort of traumatic or embarrassing event from middle school, basically, is the trend. Like, woke up thinking about, and then it like cuts to you wearing an outfit to a One Direction concert that you are mortified of.
And they're all so funny.
They're all really funny.
But it's horrifying.
It's horrifying. Like, it's just so, as somebody had commented, like, in the era where we're talking about mental health and media and all that stuff, it's like, you people, the same people who are, you know, talking about the treatment of women in the early 2000s are now taking this little girl's trauma song and making it a meme.
She's got a point.
I don't, you know, that's the hypocrisy and strangeness of life is like, you know, but nobody's fully innocent either, because obviously we all use those GIFs of like Britney crying in interviews, but those were like horrifying interviews, but we use them to be like, you know, for funny instances, but
I
we do that
it took
a lot.
Off after Gia commented, like it was already going, and then people were commenting on her TikTok because she's on there.
Oh.
And they were commenting and she was like, haha, like I'm never going to be able to live this down or something. Like she acknowledged it. And then I saw it like all over my FYP.
Well, God bless her if she could have a sense of humor about it, because it's going to be everywhere.
Also, you know, to age myself here ahead of my time, we covered this 10 years ago on reality TV GIFs.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I feel like
Melania. First you were one, then you were two.
I mean, that is an anthem.
Yeah, but the bionic, if you will.
And it's also just like so obscure. Like most of the kids do not know what they're lip syncing to. They thought everyone, they did like an original post of her actually singing it. And all the comments were like, I thought it was like a little boy. Oh my God.
Who is that?
So once again, Gen Z strikes again. But also it's just, that's what's happening on TikTok.
Yeah. Also shout out to my new fave, Roz from Jersey.
Oh, she's climbing the charts. I'm obsessed with
her. Hey guys, what's up? Going AC. Videos to come later. Peace out.
Sunglasses. Always taking pictures with like 7th eliminated American Idol contestants like Bo Bice.
Us.
Daughtry. Us soon. I'm obsessed.
Heidi Montag.
Yeah. She's always got pictures with like.
She's obsessed with Pitbull.
Constantine Maroulis.
The lipstick is way too light. We gotta set her up with Jaclyn Hill. Oh, she needs to get the new shade.
She does need the new nudes. Yes. What was Hello Gorgeous or whatever that shade is that she said you have to say it like in a funny way?
Oh, I can't with all the shades.
Yeah, all the shades. But she's fast rising. Of course, Glitter Paris is a big one for me. She, a real estate agent in California who is giving you early 2000s Paris / Juicy Couture and giving you aspirational, you know, messages every day, inspirational.
Just she's like, honestly serving like points.
She is. She always is.
If you're ever feeling bad, just put on these fucking boots and just fucking own it. I'm just like, you know what? She kind of spilled.
She's made several points. TikTok talk.
I want her on Selling Sunset, Glitter Paris.
That would be good, actually. I looked her up on Facebook. Renewed. She's literally just, she's a realtor. She's like posing next to houses she sold. And I'm like, I mean, I feel like there's a show in her that hasn't been tapped yet for E or something.
I would
something.
Hire her.
Absolutely. For Bravo. Honestly, Andy should hit her up.
Oh my God.
Imagine her like being an OC. She could really find
7 TikTok legends picked to live in a house.
Well, let's
Glitter
not go.
Paris.
We do that for the fucking hype house.
Yeah. Glitter Paris, Roz, Sparkling Energy.
Alina. Have you been getting into Alina?
No.
The girl who makes drink requests and does Ma and Pa's restaurant.
No, send me a link after this.
Okay, I will have to. It's getting pretty obscure now, but she's got some fan faves. Adam Rippon has been stitching her and Brittany Broski. So she's really making waves now. And yeah, I mean, it's a whole new world.
I have this like dream of when Cordova's over, I want to invite all my faves to a giant party.
Like where?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Just a warehouse somewhere.
Yeah, that could work.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be on a Saturday. And I have this like big reveal where I want to invite the Saturday gay. And
oh, he be, has like, to be. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like already have this whole vision. Like Roz will be there. We'll play Pitbull for her. Feel this moment. And then I'll be like, guess what day it is, everyone? And then
he bursts out of a cake.
Saturday. And then the whole audience will go, and then be shaking. And then Glitter Paris will be like, yeah, it's a fucking Saturday. Put on your fucking stripper boots and dance, you fuckers.
Can honestly, you could put that together. So
yeah, it would bring me nothing but pure joy.
I got to pitch these ideas to Andy.
Right, I'll just send him this email.
Yeah.
Here's some new faves.
Well,
all right, well, enough about
new
that.
Faves.
Yes, some new... Oh. God, that was that was like a
yes.
little bit of
yeah. Hey,
sorry. Excuse me. Next up, some new music, everyone. That was I had like a bubble of Diet Dr. Pepper that just came
out. Oh, it wasn't Bublé?
No, not sponsored. Okay, so some new music recommendations for this week. Let's go electronic, ladies. So my first recommendation, this one is for you, Roz, if you're listening. It is by ATB, Topic, and A7S. Your love, parentheses, 9 p.m., end parentheses.
The time that I will be calling an Uber home from the first time we go to a club.
Honestly, yeah. So this is a remake, well, like a remix, re-inspired, still
remastered.
Iconic mm-hmm. of the ATB smash. Ugh, it's so good.
Love a remake. Love that look.
The 90s are back.
They certainly are, and the 2000s, as demonstrated in this next song that you're also promoting.
Oh, yes. Okay, so Paris Hilton has a new feature out with Electric Polar Bears. Never heard of them. That would honestly be my kind of zoo, but it's called Melting and it is so fucking good. What do you think about it?
I haven't heard it yet because I didn't, I know I haven't been very good this week. I haven't
live
been
reaction.
I will have to, oh, I can give a live reaction. Yes.
Honestly. Yeah. I mean, it's a very, simple song.
Like, does she actually, is it just her speaking?
Yeah, but it's remixed.
Okay.
It's like vocal chopped.
Oh, that reminds me of Drunk Text. It was
oh,
just
no,
a
better.
Drunk Text. Oh.
Well, that I mean, that's a bop, but like...
That's underrated, actually. People don't mm-hmm. think about Paris Hilton's Drunk Text as much as they should.
Yeah, I mean, she could just talk on a song, and I'm like, oh my God, this is fucking iconic.
Absolutely. I loved her this FaceTime with Gottmik. Did you watch her? Gottmik did the Get Ready With Me as Paris, mm-hmm. and they chatted.
So good.
Hey, Gorge.
I'm going to make you play this so much.
At the sets. Yes, yeah. I will
the
definitely.
The speed is hot.
Well, the music video is next week, according to the notes. So I will tune in yep. and then I can have a proper response.
Okay. I feel like you're really going to enjoy it.
I think I will, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, I always tend to enjoy Paris, so.
Yeah. She needs to come out with a full something, but.
Yeah, she does.
Anyway.
Speaking of people coming out with full somethings, maybe for the last time.
Ooh.
Miss Legendary Gomezmerizing has released her Spanish and a Baby EP, Revelacion, which actually I have not gotten my way through entirely yet. Honestly, this has been a bad week for me keeping up with the releases, but she did release at least two or three songs from it already, including the DJ Snake collab. But I've really enjoyed everything that's come out so far. But the bigger story really about this release is the Vogue interview that came with it, in which she made several revelations, including that, number one, she might be done with music forever. And I find this very strange. I'm not really sure who she's talking to, but she said she hasn't really gotten the respect or the been taken seriously, so she's going to give it one more go and then maybe retire from it. Which she said, she referenced the last album as like she thought she did good enough with that, and then it went number one, like the song went number one. So I'm like, I don't know how, what is not clicking here? Like, what do you want them to say about it? Like, I thought that was received well. But the bigger thing we have to talk about is that she's been off the internet for 3 years. I am extremely jealous of her. She only gets her information from an older woman who she would not name, who gives her the latest current news.
Honestly, iconic.
The most chic thing I've ever heard. Very jealous. You know, the guesses were wild about who that older woman could be. I personally think it's the fortune teller from the Radiance commercial.
Do you want to know your future? No thanks. Storms out.
She's literally choosing her own destiny by logging out. I'm definitely jealous of the fact that she's not on the internet, but that we would miss out on so much TikTok. I don't know. I imagine getting your news just from like somebody.
I mean, that we do.
I mean, but like not do, oh, like having let's just do one research, hired. Mama. Yeah, like
time for my daily check-in.
Yeah, I don't know. That's wild, but good for her. But also, that might be why she thinks she's like not doing well with music. Because if she were online, like I feel like she would see like the Selenators are rabid. First of all, the music was charting, the streams and views were up for her. I don't really understand what her view of her music is. Very strange to me. Like, one more time and I'm going to give up. It's like, you just had a number one record. That's weird.
Yeah.
What?
They played It Ain't Me at the Kygo virtual show.
Ugh.
Bop.
And you know what? Maybe she means albums, because a lot of the girls are kind of stepping away from albums and just doing singles, because every feature that she does is good. All the dance features. So she should go electronic, I think.
Yeah. I will never not say, I will always say yes to an electronic moment.
Is she clubbing? Is she a dancer? Yes, I think we need more of that from her. And maybe that's what she means, is she doesn't need to make another big album, because they're expensive. You have to tour them. The whole shebang of it all. And I was like thinking about this all week, is like, as we continue to phase out, you know, the traditional album release, it's like maybe she just doesn't want to do the whole shebang anymore. I get that.
Yeah.
You can just drop a WAP or a, you know, something like that, and it can explode. You don't need the album. Cardi doesn't need an album.
That's true. Doesn't she only have one album total?
Yeah, Cardi only has one album, and all the fans like bully her off the internet because they want a second album. She deactivated Twitter briefly because that's another news event that happened this week. Cardi deactivated Twitter because she dropped a custom doll, and everyone was like, I don't want a fucking doll. I want an album.
We want C2.
Yeah, C2.
CB2. Oh, see you in court.
See you in court, you ungrateful fucks. And it's sort of like, why? Like, the music is coming. She's dropping singles all the time. So, like, fuck off. I don't know.
Yeah. What is time anyway? It's like,
what is time? Well, hopefully Selena keeps going, because as my streaming proved in 2020, I'm a heavy streamer of Miss Gomez. And I really like the EP so far. I have to still dig into it. What else has come out? Oh, yeah. Here's where I dive into stan mode. So, my other queen, Utada Hikaru, has released a song called One Last Kiss with the Evangelion anime. I'm not an anime boy. I don't really follow any anime, but that's like a big one. I know that is like a big franchise. So she's been a theme queen for that series since like 2007, just like she was a theme queen for Kingdom Hearts, which I feel like everybody knows Simple and Clean. We stan. I basically am like so thoroughly biased that I cannot do anything but 100% stan whatever she releases. But I really do love this song. It was co-produced by A.G. Cook of PC Music, which was a complete one, like left lane, artsy fartsy choice. Basically collaborating with, you know, Vroom Vroom is iconic.
Oh my God. What is it called?
Really love it. It's called One Last Kiss. If you'd like to look it up, there's also an EP with all of the themes that she's done for the franchise, because this was the last movie in it. And now I want to kind of watch the movies, because everyone's shaking and crying about the movie. So yeah, I'm just happy for her. She's always like, seems to be like a soundtrack queen for like dramas and movies. So I'm very happy for her. I stan endlessly. And she's one of those artists where like, nobody even, everyone knows that like, she's so important to me. They don't even touch it. They're just like, oh, he's on his thing. He's doing like, he's going off.
I'm gonna look it up.
Yeah, so we
I know,
stand.
I'm such a bad friend. I still have not listened.
Oh, it's fine. It's fine. It's just such like a personal thing with me and her. I don't know what it is. We're both Capricorns. Her album was very important to me coming out. I wrote a whole essay about that. And she's very important to me. So I stand forever. We love to see it.
We do. I need to look that one up for real, though.
Yeah, you do. You definitely
we need
like,
to do that album swap soon.
We do. Yeah, we do.
I haven't forgotten about her.
There are parts of pop culture that she probably has been in that you probably know. Like, she had a song called Devil Inside that was on the Queer as Folk soundtrack. And I remember that being like such a moment in the club in that in the series. And then Simple and Clean with Kingdom Hearts is like huge. I feel like a lot of nerds know that song for sure. So she's crossed over in some ways, and she's just casually the best-selling album in Japanese history or whatever. So there's also that.
Casual spilling facts,
you know, just 15 and having the best-selling debut album in Japanese history, or album period in history. Just little facts.
All right, well, I'm going to look that one up.
We're looking that one up.
All right, so shall we discuss a new song by someone else?
It is a song.
Oh, what was I saw the other day that was cracking me up? There was
definitely
like,
I like the beat.
Yeah, there was stans on Twitter being like, well, she's definitely singing something.
There's definitely a definitely song. Lyrics. There's a track. There's a beat.
Oh, so bad. Okay, so Gwen Stefani is back with another new single called Slow Clap. Now, do we discuss...
Who is having that conversation?
Oh, no.
I'm going to hell. I'm going to hell.
Oh, God. Who is having that conversation? Well...
Clap if you think she should suffer.
I'm joking.
Oh. I have such a
she's an icon, but she's not somebody that you think about all the time.
Stop. I'll stop.
My relationship with Gwen is so like, I don't want to say disappointed, but that's the only word that comes to mind, because I felt like she was such a main pop girl for us growing up.
Oh, iconic.
And no doubt she was like, she had cred as an actual rocker. And then the LAMB debut was like such a moment in between like Toxic and just that 03-04 era of pop, and then the wheels just fell off by the time we entered the tens.
Justice for Baby Don't Lie, though.
Yeah, like it was, but it was starting to get like embarrassing a little.
Why then, do we think that is?
I don't know exactly. I don't know that she's I mean, the fact that she's with Blake Shelton kind of has put everything into question about her taste level.
Oh.
I mean,
country boy, I love you. Wow.
I don't think that last album was as bad as it was made out to be, because it was very much a Julia and Justin production. It was very like Glory outtakes kind of. It wasn't that bad. But I definitely don't love this whole trying to be Hollaback Girl part two.
Yeah.
It feels like it's trying to be a TikTok. Yeah.
Yes.
It's too much. Like, the chorus is too much, obviously, a grab at trying to be a TikTok, I think. I don't
Which
like
I get,
it,
but it's like...
Yeah. It just feels very, like, trying too hard.
Yeah.
It's
I think
not
it
an
comes
age
through.
Thing. It's just, like, the music itself is very irritating. It's very great.
Right. Yeah, I feel like it just, to me, it feels inauthentic.
Yes.
I mean, in a way that is, because I don't want to make comparisons because I think that's unfair. But when I think about like Madonna or even like the Pussycat Dolls' recent comeback.
Yeah.
It feels like their heart is always in it as an artist.
Yeah.
In a way that's authentic.
More cynical. Like, yeah, it's more like.
Right. Whereas this is like someone told her, You have to go on TikTok. You have to make these TikToks. Everyone's saying you're an icon, you're a legend. Mm-hmm, so duplicate that and then go on there and make a TikTok. Like, does that make sense?
It does. Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about it. I don't really, I just, and I also think that songs like Cool and Early Winter and Four in the Morning
Iconic.
Are just so much more interesting and smart and mature. And just some of those songs like are really so strong to be putting out 2 minute like bops that are meant to be TikToks is like, ugh.
Yeah. It reminds me of when J-Lo did that thing with Charli D'Amelio, that song.
Oh yeah. That was,
and I was like, oh, what's going on here? No.
That's what they're working through in therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That.
Like, stop trying to make your TikTok happen. Just let it happen.
Yeah,
if it happens, it'll happen.
Yeah, you can't force that. The kids know.
Yeah, they're smart. It reminds me of when, like, back in the day when I used to do GIFs and stuff, and everyone would think that everything had to be a meme, and I'm like, no.
Yeah.
If it's gonna become a meme, it'll become a meme. Just be authentic, be funny, be whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. I get the game, but it doesn't read as super authentic. I mean, it is very her in that it's like Hollaback Girl-ish in that lane, but I don't know. I would prefer a reinvention. I would prefer something interesting rather than trying to reclaim that kind of specific era.
Agreed.
So I would like to hear something a little more out of the box, a little less lame.
The song's really not that girl for me.
It's not that Hollaback Girl.
No.
No.
And the title of the song is embarrassing. It like sets you up for...
It's so clap. Yeah, it's very...
Yeah, like it's...
Applaud, applaud, applaud.
Yeah. What was that song called?
She's got an album out called Pop Art.
Boy. Well, I still stand. Like, I think she still has it in her. I actually do think... She should just wait until Cornova's over. Mm. She should do some kind of like iconic show with No Doubt in person, like bring back this like iconic.
Ska.
Yeah. Like do something like almost like amp up her Vegas residency that she did.
Yeah.
Come out with a new album. Like you're fucking cool. You have it in you. We stand. I want to hear Cool live. I want to. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
She's still got it in her. I'm not trying to be like. You know?
No, yeah, no, because the potential was there already in the first two albums for this to be, you know.
We know more you're cool.
Yeah, we know you're cool.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, we'll
all
get
right,
there.
Well, one day soon.
One day soon.
Okay, so also coming up this week or tonight or yesterday or 3 days ago, depending on whenever you're listening to this, is a little awards show called the Grammys.
Heard
now,
of it?
Scandals. What do we think about the weekend deciding to boycott the Grammys moving forward?
Well, I love it. I think I would be pissed if I were him because it was the weirdest snub, I think, in a very long time because it just didn't make any sense. It was such a critical and commercial success that it feels intentional to have no nominations. I find that weird. I think, I don't know if I would boycott forever, but he's already had his victories there, so he doesn't even need it. You know, I mean, it's hard for me because also I feel so adamantly that award shows don't matter except for like the performances during them. They gave us iconic moments on stage, but I don't really care who wins awards because it's all so trivial and subjective and stupid. And like, so like, I just put zero emphasis on a Grammy except for when I'm like fighting with someone over charts and sales and I'll throw that in as a statistic. But otherwise, I don't really feel anything about them. So I'm like, sure. Yeah. And it also does... I think he is sort of exposing a weird underbelly of it that's always been there of like favoritism, and there was something weird with like his Super Bowl performance and promises to perform at that, you know, show. And is it a network issue? We know there's all that bullshit behind the scenes, like of stupid
contracts,
contractual stuff.
Yeah.
So
I think that's the whole thing about this is like, I mean, kind of going off what we were talking about with Gwen, how we were saying, like, it feels so obviously inauthentic. I feel like people don't recognize how smart the audience is.
Mm.
Like, I really think a lot of these, like, artists and award shows, and it's like, do you guys not realize that, like, the audience is smart? Like, I've always said this, like, especially Gen Z, like, people are on top of it. They can put pieces together. They can figure out if you're being inauthentic. They can figure out, like, you know, it's just, it reads really easily.
Yeah.
And this feels so blatantly like some kind of a weird contract thing with the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Or because his song was so popular and then took off on TikTok and was such a TikTok hit that there's some kind of weird like bitterness. Like it just feels dated that the Grammys would shun this.
It's weird because it's also like at the same, in the same breath, Doja Cat is nominated all over the place here. So it's yeah. Like, I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get it.
I know. I think it is something with a Super Bowl. Like there ha- I it think has so. To be. There's no other.
The song literally has been in the charts for like the most song of any song in history. Yeah. Blinding Lights is just always still there hanging on. It's just weird. It's just weird. So if we're going to talk nominations, so I am happy, of course, for our Dua Peep. I'm very happy that she's Album of the Year, Song of the Year. And I would like her to sweep, obviously, because we've already gone through our awards and she was my fave for 2020.
I was going to say the Grammys should be shaking.
Take a note from the Legends Only Awards, Grammys.
I mean, honestly, well, yeah.
Well, honestly, Bebe Rexha and Rita Ora should be presenters, so.
Well, before we talk about like some of my, our like faves, I will say I was thinking this morning, in retrospect, the VMAs from last year
yeah.
were so much better than I even, like I thought they were amazing at the time, but like these award shows that have been happening over the past few weeks.
So floppiana. Yeah, like so bad.
Flop. And I'm like looking yeah. back at the summer, the VMAs were like, they really did that. So
they did. Like I really still have vivid memories of all 19 of Lady Gaga's outfits and how futuristic yeah. it was. Very cool.
The green
screen. I thought it was, for all things considered.
Yeah.
Pretty damn cool. Considering that we just had the Golden Globes and they were like such an embarrassment of like Ooh. Awkward lag time, muting people in sweatshirts. It's just like, it was a complete free for all of like whatever.
Yeah. So I think the bar is high. So we'll see what happens. But like,
we'll see. There are 22 performers, I believe. So it's going to be plenty of that.
Wow.
Yeah.
But well, you know, I'm basically during the Grammys. So oh.
And I am actually working the Grammys by covering them, so I will be watching all of it. But, you know, I'm just rooting for the pop girls to get their shine. Who else? You know, there's Taylor, there's Billy, there's Dua, there's Haim. Happy for them. Megan in Best New Artist would be cool, or Doja. Mm-hmm. I think it's funny that Justin Bieber is effectively boycotting the Grammys because he didn't like that they put him in pop when he wanted R&B. Did you read his note?
No. Did he write a notes app?
He wrote a notes app because he was like, thanks for the nominations, but this was an R&B album and you put it in pop.
Why are celebrities so bored?
Well, we're in a pandorama.
Like, I don't get it. How much money do you have? Like, are y'all really that bored?
Well, he wanted to be taken seriously as an R&B artist and they were like, you're a pop star. So there's that. Obviously, Rain On Me has a moment, a chance. That would be fun.
Deserved.
Yep. You know, we do. There's Chromatica and Best Pop Vocal, but that's
I know,
a hard.
I feel like that's our differing opinions here. I know you're pulling for Miss Peep.
Yeah.
But nope. Sorry, Miss Peep.
Chromatica. Yeah. And that's also Chromatica. Well, you know what's going to be the irony?
Pop vocal album.
This is going to be, it's Folklore, Fine Line, Future Nostalgia, Chromatica, Changes. It's going to go to Bieber, and everyone will be mad, including Justin Bieber.
Yeah. Ew, it's totally going to go to Bieber.
It's I don't actually think
they
so. I think
pick the one man.
Well, Harry Styles is here too, and I do think actually they'll go to but also Folklore. I mean, this is actually you can make
it
a
it should
pretty
go to
good
Folklore,
case.
But like I want it to go to Chromatica.
I actually think Chromatica is the most underdog of this entire set because I feel like they have this weird thing with Bieber now about the nomination, and then Taylor's obviously always a winner. Harry is a darling among critics. Dua was such a commercial success that Chromatica feels like the wild card almost. So it could be interesting.
Imagine they have her accept in character.
Oh,
filming
my God.
A video
in Italy. Oh my God, Natalian, we say. Grazie.
And you guys are never getting the Chromatica ball.
Yeah.
Signs out.
Oh my God. Yeah, I'm excited for our ladies. I'm definitely excited for the ladies to get their shine and definitely for their performances.
Yeah.
But yeah, they actually do have like to prove themselves as an interesting award show, because the last few that we've had to cover for work have been just so bleak. And I resent the whole like, oh, she showed up wearing and she's posing next to her closet. It's like,
oh my God,
I can't.
It drives me insane. I don't know why it drives pretending? Me insane. Like,
it's just really sad.
I don't know why I get so bothered over this, but it's like the use of the word at, when they're like, so-and-so is at the Golden Globes. I'm like, no, you dressed
up. She's ordering seamless like
house.
Me yeah. in her home.
You dressed up for the Golden Globes at home, but you are not at the Golden Globes. You're in your
Do it like the Drag Race girls who already got eliminated and been like, this is what I would have worn on the runway.
Yeah. It's
this
so
is what
weird.
I would have worn to the Globes. It's like, oh wow, she really looked so good at the Golden Globes. She's in her basement.
Yeah. And then all the men that show up in just like a sweatshirt.
Yep. The bar is on the floor. Yeah. I mean, in some ways, like, I have the argument for both of that, because in some ways it's kind of cool and subversive to truly give no fucks, like, you've secretly wanted to go to an award show, just, like, in whatever. But when it's a mishmash, it's just kind of, like, they should have just done a theme of, like, sleepover.
Yeah.
Like, it's so weird for, like, Anya Taylor-Joy to be in, like, a gorgeous gown and some of them be in hoodies and sweats. I don't know. Anyway, we
and
release...
this era will always have a special place in my heart.
It's all a shit show. But
also, I want Chloe and Halle to win.
Oh, that's right. They're nominated.
All three of their nominations. And disclosure for Best Dance Electronic Album, period.
Yep.
And that's kind of like all I feel about it. And Beyonce.
There's some good ones in here. Fiona Apple, Poppy. There's a lot. Poppy, oh my God, Poppy, the Snatch Game performance of Poppy. I'm having flashbacks. I can't go back. All right. Well, we'll have to see who wins at the slightly less prestigious awards compared to the Legends Only Awards. And hopefully, I am hopeful about performances because they're remote and pre-recorded so that we could get some cool, like, Megan Thee Stallion at the BET Awards moments. So
love that.
Would love that. Some budget.
Yeah. And isn't it like award show season in general? Like the Billboard?
Oh, yeah, it is. And they've all like fought over dates and stuff. They've had to reschedule. They've had to push back. It's been really funny covering it because they're all like, it's next month. Nope, it's in 2 months. Oh, it's the same time as the Golden Globes? Okay, well, we're going to push it one more week forward.
All I know is that the Billboard Music Awards are always my birthday weekend.
Oh, yeah. And also an interesting thing about this is the presenters are solely people who work in the venues that they are hosting this in. So, like, actual people who run, like, the ushers and concession stand people and stuff are being the presenters for this, which is kind of cool. So that's, like, a nice little, like, nod to the current situation of, like, you know, these people are helping this run.
Next year, it'll be robots.
Yes, it will be. Rita Bots.
Hey, just like next.
Hosted by Rita
choices.
Ora.
Well, we'll see what happens. It's happening soon. So, or it happened yesterday and this is irrelevant.
Right. What is time?
All right. Well, is that all for this week? Do you have anything else you would like to share?
Bimini for the win.
Oh, Drag Race this week.
Yes.
So good. Well, I didn't watch UK, but I meant US.
Oh, well, UK is about to wrap up, so I'll just put out my good wishes for Bimini. But truly one of the best seasons since 6 and All Stars 2, for sure. And
now,
then
where can you watch it in the US for me, but also for people listening?
I just bite the bullet and subscribe to WOW Presents, which is $4 a month. I mean, that's nothing. I it's worth it. You get all the other versions of Drag Race for it.
Can you watch on demand?
Yeah. So the second that it debuts, it uploads in full. So I think that's worth it. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to binge it because everyone's talking about it.
And then we're about to get Australia Down Under featuring Karen from Finance. I'm excited for that. Kylie was in Australia, all fingers and toes crossed that there's like a huge Kylie Rusical. We'll see.
I feel
that.
Like there will be. RuPaul
there
is obsessed with Kylie.
Yeah, I there better be. And then Yeah, 13 is just trucking along. There's still 15 people in the fucking roster. And
Tina Burner as Rosé was one of the funniest fucking things I have seen on TV this year. It's only been 3 months, but
I... That was actually a pleasant surprise of an episode. For the most part, I felt like they did some pretty good transformations.
Yeah, I found it very entertaining. Like, I was,
it was
dying laughing the entire time.
Yes, so we'll be watching and seeing where Drag Race is heading.
Yeah.
I'm still Team Simone.
I think it's Simone and Gottmik for me.
Yeah, Gottmik is definitely right there as well. But yeah.
It's always just so funny to me because it's like they're having some conversation and it's just Gottmik being like, yeah.
Yeah. Guards?
Yeah. Yeah. Or then Candy.
Gagatronda.
Yeah. And then Candy flipping the fuck out this week on the runway sent me.
That was incredible.
Like, first of all, I just gotta say that we had the hardest fucking thing. I just flipped the fuck out.
Tina Burner could never look like me, and both of them can fuck off. She literally decimated everyone.
Because, like, I love how much she totally.
Besides throwing Denali and Olivia under the bus, she completely shit on Tina, just being like, she could never look like me. I think we all know that.
And they're just pants to Tina Burner.
And they're all just like agreeing. They're like, yeah, it would never. Yeah.
I swear to God, I know this sounds so bad, but like Tina Burner is a rectangle in a wig.
I and I stand. Get over.
I just want to go back to Intermezzo and see Tina Burner at brunch because yeah. That shit is a fucking hoot.
Miss it. Well, we're ending on a hopeful note because the numbers are looking good, optimistically, cautiously.
Sure.
Well, the vaccine rollout numbers are looking good. And we're going to stay hopeful. There's a general air of hope in the air.
Yeah.
And we're going to keep looking for apartments and figure out what I'm going to do with my life.
Yeah. Can you paint with all the colors? Literally me in the park talking to trees.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you everyone for listening. Thank you to all of our Patreon Legends Only fans. And until next week, we will
see you
soon.
Gagatronda.
What was up with all of them this week being like, yeah, Yanda.
Oh, Legianza's, they were. I know that Flapiana, Gagatandra. Yeah.
Hello, everyone, Deandra, and welcome back, Deandra, to another episode, Yana, of Legianza Only Yanda.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.